Walden Winter Carnival mascot Wally the Polar Bear doesn't have much to say, but the bright grin on his face is reflected by thousands of young carnival goers each year. This was on full display at a recent launch event at Anderson Farm. Accompanied by excited children and his friends from the carnival organizing committee, Wally unveiled this year's packed schedule. The 51st annual Walden Winter Carnival takes place in lively Feb 8-11. With over 100 activities, attractions, contests and shows across five carnival sites, there's something for everyone, said Wally's more vocal counterpart, Jennifer Anderson, chair of this year's carnival. There are so many things to do, it's hard to make just one list. Whether you are a first-time guest or a multi-generational family who never misses an event, Anderson encourages you not to miss opening night. Thursday, February 8 at TM Davies Community Center is a mini-carnival in itself, she said. We start with a friendly challenge among area elementary schools, bringing their team spirit to the ice with Howler and the Sudbury Wolves. Meanwhile, a pierogi and cabbage roll dinner will be taking place in the arena hall, and outside we will be preparing for a huge bonfire. At 6:30 p.m. we officially open the carnival when we cut and share a huge cake, and then we set off an amazing fireworks show. Attending opening night is an opportunity to plan out the rest of a busy weekend. With only a few events on Friday, February 9, including the ever-popular comedy night, the heart of the Walden Winter Carnival takes place Saturday and Sunday. Multiple locations in lively play host to dozens of exciting attractions. The full schedule is up on the carnival's website now at www.waldenwintercarnival.com. While specifics for every activity are too numerous to announce one by one, the organizers have some advice for those attending their first carnival. The arena is a good place to start, Anderson advises. In the upstairs hall, we begin Saturday and Sunday with a delicious pancake breakfast and go straight to amazing children's entertainers. On the ice, enjoy a ringette tournament and figure skating show, said Anderson. Outside, in our winter sports zone, there's a boot hockey tournament, try disc golf, or go for a roll in a Zorb ball. Take a trip on the carnival train, climb into the game on express trailer, and on Saturday get some free maple taffy. That's just one sight. Across the street at St. James Catholic Elementary School, guests can find the kids' zone, full of the best bounce castles the carnival could find, provided this year by Amaze and Fun. The popular haunted hallway will feature scary new attractions. Get your face painted and go fishing at the Lions Club Fish Pond. A short walk, or shorter shuttle bus ride, next door to the sprawling Anderson Farm, and guests will find classic snowmobiles, kids throwing games, a log sawing competition, free hot chocolate and several food vendors. The adventurous can prepare cardboard box sliders and compete for prizes in the annual Boxcar Derby. Still more is happening at the Teen Zone at École St. Paul, best reached by an open-air wagon ride. There, guests will find a climbing wall, Science North will be set up with their natural curiosity exhibit, and the Northern Exotics animals will be on display. On Saturday, a martial arts demonstration, and on Sunday, Rocky and the Sudbury Five will be on the gym floor to teach the kids some new moves. At Lively District Secondary School, pickleball players will gather for their second annual tournament and will share in learn-to-play demonstrations. This is our 51st year of welcoming the greater city to our community, said Anderson, on Wally's behalf. We bring so much pride to making this weekend the best we possibly can. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, including our presenter Monahan Financial, we can deliver everything but food for only $5 per person. With the price of everything going up, we think it's really important that we keep it affordable. And of course, the Walden Winter Carnival is 100% volunteer-run. Without their hard work, there wouldn't be an event. We are so thankful for them, Anderson adds. Throughout the city of Greater Sudbury, carnival buttons are starting to appear on jackets. They are currently on sale at area retailers. Grab your buttons in advance and save time on the carnival weekend for more fun, the committee recommends. To find the whole schedule, plus many more details about contests, ticketed events and more, visit www.waldenwintercarnival.com.